Please be seated. You have perhaps heard the story of the elderly fellow who, while going through a serious bout of illness, said this to his wife. He said, "You know, Judith, you have always been with me through the good and through the bad. We got married, and then shortly after that, I got drafted. You became a nurse so that you could be with me. I was wounded, and then you were there, Judith, right there with me, by my side. Later, after I got out of the army, I lost my job. You were right there by my side again. Couldn't find work for such a long time. We lost practically everything, had nothing. But you were there with me. When our son got into trouble and we didn't know what to do, once again, you were right there with me, by my side. And here now, I am sick as a dog. And as always, here you are, right beside me. You know, Judith, I think you're bad luck." You know, if poor Judith was expecting appreciation for her loyal love and care, she was sadly disappointed. As we live our lives, we all have certain expectations. We think that if we do this or that, then something other will happen. We'll follow after it. In our gospel lesson, Jesus teaches us about expectations. What do we expect? What are our expectations? Are they realistic? Jesus says to the crowd that they are like children playing in the marketplace. And as children will do, they complain that the other one is not doing what they're supposed to do. For example, in this case, Jesus says when the kids are playing the flutes, they're pretending to be at a wedding. And so everyone's supposed to be dancing. And they said, "We're playing the flutes and you guys aren't dancing." And then they pretend that they're at a funeral, so they play a dirge, and they intend for the other children to begin wailing like they're at a funeral. And again, the other kids aren't doing what they want. And Jesus points out that this is how we are with God sometimes. We do one thing and we expect God to respond in the way we want Him to. On a regular basis, we hear, "I don't get it. I've always been good, and look at what God has allowed to happen to me." You see, we tend to think that if we do such and such, God's obligated to do such and such in return. Rather like a vending machine. You put in X amount and you pull the lever, and then God's supposed to drop whatever it is we want in the bottom of the shelf there. We pray such and such a prayer, we give such and such a gift, we live such and such a life, and then God's supposed to do whatever it is we expect Him to do. And it doesn't always work out that way, does it? Sometimes it does. Sometimes, and perhaps usually, people who are good and work hard and do the right thing, good things do happen for them. But that's not always the case, is it? And we don't understand why God does the things He does. Things happen in our lives. Things happen in the lives of those we love and to those we know, and we don't see the rhyme or the reason for why. Yet sometimes it's a matter of our perspective being off kilter. Sometimes we need to change our perspective. And that's why Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." People love this scripture. It's so comforting. Come to me, you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Now, if Jesus had stopped right there, it'd be great, right? If Jesus had simply said, he'll take all our burdens away, why, that'd be perfect. We all have burdens. We all have problems. Most of us are weary, at least from time to time. And it'd be great if Jesus would simply take away our burdens and give us rest because we're weary. If Jesus would just say, okay, lie down there on the recliner, lean back, close your eyes, and take a break. And I will just stop the world from spinning for a little while till you get your bearings back. But he doesn't say that, does he? It'd be nice, but instead he says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And we think to ourselves, wait a minute. Jesus, I'm coming to you because my burden's heavy. I don't need your burden as well. I don't want a yoke. A yoke, by the by, what he's talking about are those things, those leather or wooden harnesses you put over the shoulder of an ox or a horse or a mule so that it can plow or pull a heavy load. We're thinking, I don't want a yoke, thank you very much. Things are already kind of tough. But what Jesus is offering is different, and I want you to see this. He's talking about a double yoke. So it's a harness where there's two ox in tandem. What they used to do is they would take a mature ox and they would link him with an immature or young ox or bull. And then they would take these two out together to the field to plow or to pull the wagon or whatever it was. And that younger one doesn't know what's going on. So he's all over the road. He's trying to go whatever way. He smells some grass over here. He smells some water over there. He's not any help at all. That older ox is the one who knows what to do, where to go, and how to do it. So what's happening to begin with is that older ox is doing 99% of the work. For days, the older and stronger ox patiently trains the younger one until it finally learns what it's supposed to do and how it's supposed to do it. And this is the picture Jesus uses for us. He's willing to be that older ox in harness with us. He doesn't say that we get a pass from life's problems or that we get to check out because we're tired. No, we have to keep going. But what he tells us is that he's willing to step into that harness next to us. He's willing to help us with our problems that are wearing us down and exhausting us. After we put his yoke on, he begins to pull with us. Jesus tells us to learn from him. You see, it's not simply enough to get the help that we need in the rough times, but we also need to see the world differently. Our perspective on our life, our perspective on our world, is usually out of skew. It's out of focus. And the reason it's out of focus is because we see things from only our perspective, because it's the only one we've got. Kind of like that old fellow who thought Judith was bad luck. But Jesus helps us to learn to see things from God's perspective. He helps us to learn to trust God and see things from an eternal perspective. If we look at the problems we face right now, health issues or family issues, financial problems, community, country, or world issues, if we view these problems with the perspective that this is all there is right now, then the problems we're facing are pretty discouraging and daunting and can be very disheartening. But if we realize that where we are in life is only a part of our eternal life, and that God is the one with us who is helping us, leading us, and protecting us, well then, this puts an entirely new perspective on our problems and in our lives. Jesus said, "Come to me, you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens." And who isn't? Who doesn't have a problem or two or three or four? Jesus said, "Come to me." He says that he will help us to pull those burdens, help us to endure the problems, and he will teach us how to see life differently. He will teach us how to think differently, how to live differently. So let us, as his disciples, go to Jesus, put on his yoke, and learn from him. Amen.